Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to have you here for another epic debate. This is going to be a fun one, folks. We are thrilled to let you know we have two experienced debaters here tonight, and it's on the good old flat earth topic. Want to let you know, though, if it's your first time here, consider hitting that subscribe button as we have many more debates coming up. So, for example, you'll see at the bottom right of your screen, in less than 2 weeks, Matt Dillahunty and Tom Jump will be facing off against Dr. Randall Rouser and Samuel Nassan. So it should be a really fun one on whether or not there's sufficient reason to believe in God. So with that, though, want to let you know we're a neutral platform. In other words, we only have the debaters on in terms of we don't ourselves make any statements as a channel. We don't have any sort of follow-up videos saying who won or lost. We just completely leave it up to you folks to decide who is more persuasive, and also only leave it up to the debaters in terms of making their case. So we are very excited to have you here no matter what walk of life you come from. And now let's talk about the format for tonight's debate. It's going to be Witsit Gets It opening it up first, and that'll be kind of a flexible 5 to 10 minute opening statement. And then Richard, depending on whether or not Vegan Gains would like to do his opening, that's up to him. He may just want to jump right into open conversation, in which case we'll go right into open conversation and then have Q&A at the end. So if you happen to have any questions, feel free to fire that question into the old live chat. And if you tag me with at Modern Day Debate, I can be sure that every single question from the Modern Day Debate live chat will be added to the Q&A list. Super chat is also an option, in which case you can also make a comment during the question and answer. And of course, the speakers will get a chance to respond to it, as well as it'll push your question or comment to the top of the list for the Q&A. With that, very excited to have these guys here. I want to give a huge thanks. It's good to have you guys. It's a true pleasure. And so thank you very much, both Vegan Gains and Witsit Gets It. We appreciate you guys hanging out here. Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for being here with us.
No problem.
Yeah, glad to be here, man.
Absolutely. So with that, I will hand it over to Witsit Gets It, but do want to mention one last thing before we do get started. In particular, both of these gentlemen are linked in the description. So that way, if you're listening, you're like, I like that. I want to hear more. You can hear more. That's why I put these guys' links in the description just for you. So with that, Witsit Gets It, the floor is all yours. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, of course. All right, so I guess I'll just lay this out in hopes to save some time. Typically, what globe earthers do is they want to press you with some model so that they can try to figure out what's wrong with it. The issue with that is we make a general, you know, surface claim being a descriptor of the surface being flat. We don't claim a definitive model, or I certainly do not. We don't have access to all the information required to formulate a definitive model. But of course, as it is known in intellectual forum, when you make a positive claim, you have the burden of proof. And my only positive claim is a general descriptor of the surface of the Earth being flat. The globe Earth is a positive claim of specificity. It claims axial rotation, right? 1,040 miles per hour each spinning at the equator, you know, a circumference, a radius. It claims a orbital trajectory, heliocentrism, a plethora of very specific claims that come with the globe Earth. Thus, they have the burden of proof. So simply, all globe earthers typically do is they shift the burden of proof, which is a fallacy, and then they attack a straw man model, which is a fallacy, right? So really, the falsification of the positive claim of the globular heliocentric Earth is independent of me giving you a definitive model. And I think that will save us some time. Hopefully, it usually doesn't, even with that preface. But that is not really like a debatable thing. This is just intellectual forum. You make a positive claim of specificity, you have the burden of proof of specificity. So we're looking for proof that the Earth's a globe that's spinning. And, you know, this magic cartoon medium that defies natural law. And we have to find out. I've been looking for 5 years. It doesn't exist. Now, people don't normally think like this. They assume everyone knows the Earth's a globe. So, you know, I just have to prove it's not flat or something. But when you make a positive claim, you have the burden of proof. Simply, I've been looking for 5 years. There is no empirical verifiable evidence that the Earth is a globe. Literally. And yeah, we have dozens and dozens of observations that demonstrate the curvature rate being falsified. So that's really the preface. You have to get into any intricacies beyond that. But just to kind of like preemptively point that out, you know, like be on the lookout for the typical fallacious reasoning that comes from globe zealots. And that is reification fallacies, strongman fallacies, shifting the burden of proof fallacies, begging the question fallacies. And this is what we'll hear a lot, but it's typically not even intentional. But hopefully that will be a beneficial preface. And yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Gotcha.
Okay, good. okay, so that actually makes things a bit simpler. Now, you said that you're just making a simple claim that the Earth is flat. You're not trying to create any kind of specific model that I can try and pick apart. Well, look, I think you do have a model for what is most likely, you know, the shape of the Earth, how the countries are laid out. Like, you wouldn't believe that, like, let's say there's two sides of the flat Earth, and some countries are one side and some countries are on the other side, right?
Well, sure, yeah. You just made up some random, crazy, far-fetched model. Of course, I don't adhere to that. That is
okay. So, okay, right. So, there's only basically one real side of the flat Earth where, you know, Earth's inhabitants are on, like all the major countries.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and do you also believe that at any one time, half of the Earth is illuminated by the sun?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you do have like a basic model.
Well, I know that not the entire Earth is lit up by the sun at the same time.
Sure.
It moves in the sky over top of us, and we have seasons in a day and night cycle. I don't claim a proportionate landmass layout. I don't claim a definitive model. I don't know the entirety of what Earth is. It's just the intellectually honest position to take. The falsification of the globe Earth is independent of me having all the answers to information that's hidden.
Okay, well, fair enough. But I mean, don't you think that immediately creates an issue where if half of the Earth's surface is illuminated, but the sun is constantly in a position where it could illuminate the entire planet?
What is first of all, you just presupposed a planet, and secondly, why are you assuming that?
Well, you're just
semantics. Playing with, why would you assume it would light up the whole Earth?
Well, because it's over top, right? So, well, let's I think I know where you're getting with this, where light can't travel infinitely.
It's called attenuation.
Okay. Well, the problem here is if half of the Earth's surface is illuminated, then it doesn't make any sense to say that light has a finite distance it can travel, because at the middle point of the flat Earth, light will just suddenly abruptly stop. But at the end point, it'll also just suddenly abruptly stop when is there a way to like actually screen share just so I can
Yes.
So how do I screen share? Just so it's easier for me to get a visual.
You bet. On the bottom of your Zoom window, there's usually a green button, and it'll have
Share screen. Okay, cool. All right, I'll share screen here. So let me just try to get this. Right, so this is basically... Are you guys seeing this?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is basically the model, essentially, that you're supposing, right? Like, no. it doesn't necessarily look exactly like this.
We're not a disk in space. Not one flat earther actually thinks that. So.
Okay, so we're not a disk. What's the shape?
We're not a disk in space that's just like, the next to some spherical planets, and we're just a disk in space or accelerating disk, anything like that. We're basically the basement. Like, everything revolves over top of us. No one thinks we're some disk out in some infinite universe. So that's the first issue. In fact, I already answered this question. It's called attenuation.
Okay, regardless, let's say it's not a disk. You are saying the Earth is flat, and you are saying the Sun is over top of the Earth, correct?
That's correct.
And it's over top of the Earth constantly? Like, it never dips below?
That's correct.
Okay, so, right, then you have an issue here, because, look, if we're going to have a cutoff point right here, like half the Earth is illuminated at any one time, well, the distance between here to here is shorter than the distance between the edge to the Sun. So you're just making an arbitrary cutoff point, like you're saying light can only travel a finite distance. Well, if it can only travel a finite distance, then you wouldn't have half of the Earth illuminated at any one time. So
what attenuation is?
Well, explain it to me.
Attenuation is an extinction limit of light, atmospheric extinction. It's called attenuation. This is scientifically known. So yeah, light has an attenuation rate. So it has an extinction limit due to, atmospheric extinction, i.e. attenuation. Very simple. So yeah, of course, the sun's light only goes so far. It's called attenuation.
How do I turn off screen share? Okay, it gave me like a totally different window and it's like white. It's weird. Sure, if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Okay, I didn't hear I didn't hear an explanation that satisfied me. Like, again, if you're going to claim that half the Earth is illuminated at any one time, look, if you're going to claim that half of the Earth is illuminated at any one time, then you're going to have to explain how half of the Earth would be illuminated, but you're going to say that light has a finite distance in which it just stops.
Are you disputing attenuation? Because this is scientifically known and accepted. Atmospheric extinction.
So you're saying that the atmosphere is what makes light just suddenly stop?
It doesn't suddenly stop. It's gradual dissipation. It has an attenuation rate.
Okay, and you're saying that attenuation rate is different in the middle of the Earth rather than towards the sides or edges?
No, why would you say that?
Well, it would have to. Like, again, half of the Earth is illuminated at any one time, and the distance between the edge of the Earth and the Sun is going to be different than the Sun and the middle of the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know where the edge of the Earth is, bro?
Okay, well, you can take a drone up, and I guess we could just see where the edge of the Earth is, right?
That's illegal.
It's illegal to take a drone up?
To go towards past the 16th parallel, yes.
Okay, well...
That's not on you. It's illegal.
Okay, I don't even understand why it matters where the edge of the Earth is. It's just...
Well, because you just keep on saying half the Earth over and over, and you have no idea what the entirety of the Earth is, and I said that in the preface. In addition, no, the Earth, the Sun revolves over top of us in, circuit specific to the time of year, and it has an attenuation limit. It isn't even complicated. Light doesn't go forever in an atmosphere. It has atmospheric extinction limit called attenuation.
Okay, sure. But I mean, we can determine where, again, even if you're going to play this game where you just say, oh, I don't know where the edge of the Earth is. I don't know where like certain things are. I'm not making any kind of accurate model for you to pick apart. Like, I mean, we can know for sure that Australia is in a different time zone than US and Canada. I mean, we can do that for all of the, like every country. So, I mean, again, we still have the same issue where we still have the same issue where half of the populated Earth, because you're saying, like, I don't know, Earth could, like, theoretically go on infinitely. Half of the populated Earth is illuminated at any one time, but the distance between the middle of the populated Earth to the sun is shorter than the distance of the edge of the populated Earth. So you have the
we
same issue.
We don't know what the edge is, man. Why do you keep saying
one second,
that?
I said edge of the populated Earth. So
okay, well, the sun, how do we know the limitation of the circuit of the sun, bro? Why, how do I know the sun may go further than we're allowed to go? We're not allowed to go past the 60th parallel. I didn't make that rule. That's just a real thing. It's called the Antarctic Treaty. You can't go past the 60th parallel without being subject to monitored and on approved guided tour. You can't bring external fuel supply or water supply or mechanic equipment. And every country, major world power in the world, agreed to it after Operation High Jump, a military operation by the U.S. government to explore Antarctica. Then they signed the Antarctic Treaty and founded NASA in a handful of years, maybe a decade. That's real. I just read it. I know you can't go.
Well, that's fine. Well, look, that's fine. It doesn't even matter. Like, again, you still have the same issue where even if you're going to make this claim that, you know, what is it, solar attenuation or something, or atmospheric attenuation, where light can't travel infinitely in an atmosphere. Still, if we're talking about the populated portions of Earth, where, I mean, you can have a Skype call with someone in Australia or Japan, like the opposite side of the Earth, at this time, it's like 9, it would be morning for them. Like, look, you can use this sort of thing to just easily determine where the sun is hitting on the Earth. But like, again, the center point of, you know, the middle of the populated portion of Earth, it's closer to the sun than the end point or the edge of the populated Earth. So if you're going to use this, you know, atmospheric attenuation thing, well, then the atmosphere stops light at different portions, and it just seems completely arbitrary. It just doesn't make any sense.
No,
like,
man,
this is just an excuse that doesn't pan out.
You haven't even researched flat Earth. Why would you come to a flat Earth debate? This is
no, awesome. I've, well, look, I've
like
actually
Earth
done a fair bit of research on flat Earth, and I'm well aware of this argument, and it just doesn't make any sense. If you're gonna use this atmospheric attenuation argument, well, then, like, there's arbitrary points in which light can still travel and light can't travel, and it just sounds like complete nonsense.
Well, no, what's nonsense is that you're just saying fake sentiments, and you're not even, you know, offering substantive specificity as to what exactly your argument is. But regardless, the sun moves a certain way over time for us. Our day and night cycle and season cycles are relative to that. We don't know the entirety of it, and there's something called attenuation. Are you suggesting that light goes forever in the atmosphere? Because it's scientifically known that isn't the case. So it has an extinction limit relative to its position over top of the Earth. It's literally that simple. And again, what's so funny? Can we prove the globe Earth, please? Because there should be thousands of proofs that the Earth's a globe. It's 2020. So can we just...
Okay, sure. Take a flight in a U-2 or an SR-71 Blackbird at around 70,000 feet. It's not even the max altitude of those aircrafts, and you can very easily see a curvature of the Earth.
Okay.
You don't even need to go into a spaceship or go on the space station or anything. Just go into a high-altitude plane.
It's patently false. So, yeah, U-2s go about 70,000 feet or so. Do you know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is?
Yeah.
He says, okay, Felix Baumgartner, you know, the Red Bull jump. He jumped from 128,000 feet. And it shows a huge curvature. And he said that he saw the curvature. So then we sent private weather balloons up, high-altitude weather balloons, up 120,000 feet, and we saw a flat horizon that rose to eye level. So showing that footage wasn't real. Well, then Neil deGrasse Tyson came out and he said, no, you would never see curvature from where Felix Baumgartner jumped at 128,000 feet. From there, you would be 2 millimeters off this beach ball, and that stuff would be freaking flat. So even the top proponent of the globe religion says that you would never see curvature from 120,000 feet, so 70,000 feet is 50,000 less than that. We've sent high-altitude footage up there. You don't see curvature. So it's just a common misconception. People presuppose these things, but they don't look into it. If I can't see curvature from 128,000 feet, according to one of the top leading astrophysicists of your model, then how could I see it at almost half that distance?
Okay, wait. You said you sent up a weather balloon?
High altitude weather balloons that go about 120,000 feet.
Okay, so did you actually verify the altitude?
Yeah, it has a meter that knows the altitude. This has been done by a lot of people. So are you saying...
Can you show me the footage?
I didn't do it.
Okay, well, can you link me a video where they did, where they used footage of 120,000 feet in the air and they looked at to see whether or not the Earth had a curvature?
Yeah, sure. Can someone link one of the dozens of videos this guy did in research in the chat for me, please?
No, look, I've seen the sort of thing. I've seen plenty.
Just ignore my whole point. A top astrophysicist proponent of your model says you can't see footage or curvature from 128,000 feet.
Who?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah.
Okay, where's the quote of him saying that?
Okay, I guess I'll find that video too. And when you think I'm making this up on a live debate, bro? It's a video of him saying it on stage.
Okay. The thing is, I mean, there's video footage of people going up into SR-71s, U-2s. They go around 70,000 feet, and they claim they can see a curvature. There's also video where you can see the curvature. There's also other weather balloon experiments where you can see the curvature. They use high-altitude weather balloons.
You know certain lenses can impose a curvature on the horizon, right?
Okay, well, not to that extent. Like, you can, I know what barrel distortion, like, dude, I know what barrel distortion is. I've done photography for a long time. You can't just get away with using, like, a fisheye lens and not having anyone notice. You're going to have a certain amount of barrel distortion with any kind of lens, unless it's a really highly telescopic lens. But, I mean, a wide-angle zoom of, like, even 14 millimeters on a full frame... It's not going to distort the image to the extent where you could see a huge curvature when something should be just flat. And again, that sort of distortion would be visible throughout the entire image. It wouldn't just be only the Earth, but not the people and all of the other things in the foreground. And on top of that, as the camera moves, you would see the distortion change. So you would reach a point where the Earth would be flat, or it would have like a weird kind of dip in it. So, no, this doesn't make any sense. If you're going to make this, like, barrel distortion claim, well, okay, if they're using a lens that would distort the image, then if they tilted downwards so the horizon line is below the center point of the frame, then you'd see the curvature go this way. And if you tilt up, you'd see it curve this way. You don't see that in any of the footage.
Actually, I've seen tons of footage that globe earthers present. That's exactly what happens because of the lack of stability of the weather balloon. The horizon goes convex and concave over and over. So, well, I just don't think you look, dude. There are dozens.
One second.
Of footage where we see a flat horizon.
And okay, wait.
One second. I want to just quick ask. Forgive me, Witsit. I'm so sorry for interrupting, but. If you happen to have headphones, I just realized there is a little bit of feedback. If you don't, it's not a big deal. We can keep going and people can still understand you, but there's a little bit of feedback just in case you have headphones handy. And also want to remind you folks, both Witsit Gets It and Vegan Gains, I have put their links in the description for you folks. So that way, if you're listening and you're like, I like that, you can hear plenty more where that came from. So appreciate that. And thanks so much for your questions. And yes, someone asked as well regarding the light. So basically the reason that my studio sometimes lights up is we tried a new app called Lumia, where basically green is like a new subscriber and we say, welcome, thanks so much for being here with us. And then red is when a super chat happens, the studio flashes red. And with that, pardon my interruption, Witsit Gets It. So sorry about that, but just wanted to, we've got, well, you know, some audio divas out in the, you know, out there, you know, say, hey, we're getting feedback. So anyway, thanks for that.
Yeah, I think these should work. I'm not. All right.
Thanks so much.
Is that better?
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Well, no, I can still hear you.
Thanks so much. It's clear.
Okay.
Okay. You mentioned that there's some videos where you take a camera up in a weather balloon and you can see the distortion of the lens, and it makes the Earth curve this way, curve downwards. I think there's a few explanations for that. So one is it's the shutter speed of the camera. So if the shutter speed of the camera isn't particularly fast and it's at a low shutter, like 30, and the gyration of the camera is really rapid, you're going to get those sorts of artifacts where it'll just warp the image. I think a lot of people who are in the film industry are really well aware of this. If you're ever shooting any kind of moving action, you have to kind of consider shutter speed of the camera, because if you do a quick pan, it'll actually make it so that everything goes tilted, or it'll actually have a curve to it. There's a fly in front of me. If you look at images from the International Space Station, photos and videos captured from high altitude aircraft like U-2s, SR-71 Blackbirds, plenty of eyewitness accounts of people who have been up at that altitude. Again, there's just a myriad of photos and videos proving this. Even without using any of that, like, let's just say it's all staged, it's fake, it's CGI.
Well, no, you can't use it because the top component of your model says you can't see curvature at 128,000 feet. You're
moving
something at 70,000 feet.
Look, I literally don't care what Neil deGrasse Tyson said. I don't care, like, if Neil deGrasse Tyson said, look, if Neil deGrasse Tyson agreed with you that the Earth is flat, does that mean the Earth is flat? Like, does his testimony mean it's just absolute fact?
The leading proponent of your model is disputing your own invoking.
Okay, well, cool. If Neil deGrasse Tyson said the Earth is flat, would that prove the Earth is flat?
No, we already did that.
Okay, so then what he says doesn't matter. You can see a curvature to the Earth at 70,000 feet in these SR-71 footage.
You're saying you know more about the curvature of the Earth than one of the leading astrophysicists of your model.
Sure. I've never seen this video clip. Look, he could be wrong. He could have misspoken. This might have been an issue that he didn't really research or look at. Look, I don't care what he says. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson could come out tomorrow and say the Earth is flat. That doesn't prove the Earth is flat. What he says doesn't, like, prove any kind of fact. Like, look, there's video and photo evidence of people in U-2s, SR-71 Blackbirds. Those planes have max altitudes of, like, around 80, 85,000 feet. You can see the curvature of the Earth. People who fly in those planes also just anecdotally report seeing a curvature. There's footage from the International Space Station where you can see the curvature. You can even see freaking live streams from the International Space Station.
Can we stop monologuing, bro? Can you make one of your false claims so I can obliterate it one at a time? Because you're just monologuing. Okay, no.
You asked me to respond, and I responded.
But to be fair, each one of your claims require a response. Okay, we'll get to the ISS if you want to, but you're saying that there are pictures of curvature at 70,000, 80,000 feet. Okay. Have you been in one of these planes? No, you're invoking someone else's anecdotal experience. In addition, have you researched the manufacturing of the windows? Are they triple plane? Do they impose a curvature? Those are real. I have the patents. You're laughing, but I've read the patents. It's so funny. The Glover, there's never been any of this research, and they know more about it. So you can look at the patents of certain planes. They impose a curvature. This is openly known. In addition, I've been in commercial planes. At least you didn't invoke that. Some Glover thinks you. I didn't see a curvature.
Yeah, they're at 35,000 feet. You're talking about half the altitude.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I said it's just a commercial flight. But I'm saying we've sent footage up to 120,000 feet, bro, and it shows a flat horizon.
Okay, so, and I've seen footage where it shows a very clear curvature.
But
show me the video you took.
If you dissect the video, it will make the horizon fluctuate because of an imposition of curvature. I'm not going to keep Vegas. Anyone that actually researched it non-biased knows I'm speaking the truth. Globe earthers that argue for your side, that are mainstream top proponents, agree with what I'm saying. So, you know, you got to do better than this. So is that your proof that the Earth's a globe is some anecdotal, unverifiable, singular account of someone in the YouTube you're just saying said saw curvature?
Okay, cool. You just said there's video footage of... I'm going to share the screen. You said there's video footage. Oh, I see. It's on my window. So you said there's video footage of weather balloons, and you'll see it's flat. Okay, well, here's a weather balloon curvature, 100,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
Don't see
what
it.
What kind of lens did they use?
Okay, look, if there was...
Oh, look at it. It just went up. You just refuted yourself.
look it. Again.
Okay, debate. Okay, this
topic. Okay, look, wait.
Look at it. It's curving up.
Yeah, it's curving up. That's like, okay. Look, this can just very easily be explained. Look, this can just very easily be explained by Shudder.
Are you really going to double down?
What? It's Shudder movement.
You're doubling down.
That's just distortion caused by Shudder. So look, you can see it moving. You can see it moving throughout the entire thing here. It's only when there's quick movements do you see that sort of distortion. What?
It's when it changed directions and went up above the horizon. The horizon curved upwards, so you.
That's related to speed. It's not related to angle.
Well, you're on record on a live stream just a few minutes ago saying that if it was imposing curvature, that it would do just that very thing that your postulation just did live time. So again, the top proponent of your globular heliocentric model religion says that you can't see curvature from 128,000 feet. Do you have any type of evidence to verify the specificity of the positive claim of the globe Earth? You still have the burden of proof. You can go to axial rotation. You can go to the size of the Earth. Do you know what the size of the Earth is? Do you know what their circumference is?
No, I didn't look that up. I didn't bother. Okay. It doesn't even matter.
Well, I just think it's weird that we're the dumb ones and we know more about your model than you. The circumference is 24,901 miles at the equator. It's a radius of 3,959 miles, right? And then applying geometry, we can deduce a geometric horizon where a rate of curvature accurate up to around 1,200 miles, okay? But a geometric horizon, you take 1.225 times the square root of the observer's feet and height, and you can deduce where the geometric horizon should be. We go out and we test that necessitation of a globular Earth. Okay, and it's repeatedly falsified. With the falsification of that radius, the entire model implodes. The current connotation of gravity requires that number. Orbital trajectories, day and night cycles, distances of a mile. Everything in the heliocentric model requires that 3959 radius number to be exactly right, and we falsified it. And you still have the burden of proof to actually substantiate it, and you didn't even know what it was. None of the globe earthers do. It's okay, I understand that people probably think this is stupid when they first here. I thought it was incredibly stupid, but it isn't. The Earth really is flat. All you have to do is actually go research it diligently, independently, without bias, and then go test them for yourself with empirical, verifiable means. So we can get into that.
Okay, wait. So you're saying there's proof that the Earth is flat?
Yes. If everywhere we go, there's no curvature. If there's no curvature,
well, you can't actually see a curvature, even with your bare naked eye on flat ground.
That's convenient. So we never see the curvature of Earth.
No, you can. No, you can actually prove it. Look, you've probably heard of this before, and I know there's a debunk. You're probably going to bring up refraction of light or some crap. Sailboats, when they go further and further out, you see that the actual boat portion disappears, but their sails stay visible. And I know the debunk of this. You can explain it if you want. But again, there's experiments that you can even watch on YouTube where they actually verify this is true.
Cool. So when a boat disappears to my naked eye, and then I pull out a P900 and I zoom in and it comes back.
I know.
Why did it disappear the first time?
What do you mean?
Why did it disappear to the naked eye? Right, it didn't actually disappear, right? Because I brought it.
Well,
back
no, it is. No, it does. It disappears because there's a curvature of the Earth, and it's going below the horizon because.
Oh, and then the P900 zooms X-ray vision through the curvature.
No. Okay. So here's another thing that I can actually point you towards. It's a video on YouTube. I'll share it. People on my stream can't see the video, so I'll just be courteous and open up a tab so everybody on my stream can see this. But so you can actually design an experiment. So these people, they got a boat and they also set up this this tarp basically. So there's a red line, white line, black line, and as you go further and further out, the line, the bottom line, ends up disappearing. And this is with that special amazing magic camera that you're talking about. So the further out you go, it disappears. I think they got out to around 2 miles. And yeah, the red line ended up disappearing at around 2 miles. So you have to go far out. I know the videos you're talking about where, you know, it looks like the boat's disappeared, but they zoom in further. Well, that's just misleading. They're not actually out that far. Again, this is kind of like a photography trick thing. If you're using a lens that has a wide angle, it's actually, everything looks smaller in the frame than it does in real life, and it just looks further out than it really is. With the naked eye, you could probably still see the entire boat. It's just the way they filmed it. It looks like the boat's disappeared. But okay, well, at around 2 miles, look, sorry, at around 2 miles, that's when you can actually start to see things disappear. You probably need to look out further than that to like have the entire bottom of a boat disappear, because you're talking about a really large object as opposed to just like a stripe that's maybe a foot in length. And again, I mean, like even 17th century sailors knew about this sort of thing. Why is there a crow's nest? You can see further if you're higher up in the air. And again, that's because of the freaking curvature.
Why are bloopers trying to teach us stuff that we know more about? So I asked you a simple question. If the boat disappears to the naked eye, then I pull a P900 out and it reappears. Then why was it?
Look, I already explained this.
You went on a big log.
I already explained this.
Because it reached a limit of perspective.
No, I already explained this. No, I already explained this.
Angular resolution, atmospheric conditions, and observer.
No, I already explained this, dude. You're not setting up an experiment where you can actually measure things. The video clip I just showed you, they set up an experiment where you could actually accurately measure things. There was a clear red bar at the bottom, and as they went out further and further, even with that camera that could zoom in super far, I think it's like 80 times zoom or something, it disappeared. So what are you talking about? Just like, you're talking about a boat, like, okay, yeah, with the naked eye, it's, and you zoom in, sure, but you're talking about a huge, gigantic object. It takes a long time for that to completely disappear over the horizon. If you used what they used there, like a tarp with the different bars across, you can actually measure when they start to disappear. And at about 2 miles, you know, roughly a foot of the cardboard tarp or whatever they used disappeared.
Okay, so again, when a boat disappears to the naked eye, you can bring binoculars, telescope, P900, zoom in, and it comes back into view. Eventually, it'll disappear again because it also reaches the limit of perspective of that optical equipment based on angular resolution. And of course,
that makes no sense.
Well, it's just factual, so it doesn't, you know, objectivity doesn't actually get into the confinements of what you understand. It is just objective that things disappear when they reach a limit of perspective. This is replicable.
What you just said.
Measurements aren't experiments, right? Like, measurements aren't science, okay? That's a math described science explains, just to clarify that. But yes, we go out and consistently make observations and demonstrations through measurements that falsify the claim of radius. So I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, listen, what you just said makes absolutely no goddamn sense. If you're going to make this claim that, oh, it's just too far out for the camera to see, why is only the bottom disappearing?
It doesn't always only disappear.
Okay,
from the
look. See how my hand disappears there? is it because of the, is it because of like some sort of camera trick where it's just going out too far, or is it actually disappearing behind something?
Yeah, good one, dude. So anyway, they don't always disappear from the bottom up, right? And you can replicate this with observations. You can take a coin on a flat table, it disappears from the bottom up. Tons of GIFs, we all have them. You just haven't actually researched it. So you haven't looked at the other side of any of these arguments. You're basically just researching Flat Earth the first time out of time. And that's cool, but I don't really see where the arrogance would come in, right? So we can replicate that things disappear from the bottom up, right? On a flat surface using a coin. Okay, if you stand at the end of a long hallway, then the ceiling and the floor will appear to converge. Okay, this is just a known aspect of perspective. Okay, so again, okay. Angular resolution, atmospheric condition, and observer height are the invariance of factors within the atmospheric conditions, of course, humidity, etc., temperatures. Then you will know exactly what your angular resolution impact will be on your perception.
Okay, look, again, you're using a a camera that can zoom in extremely far. None of this makes any sense. Why would it disappear from the bottom up? Then you should be able to give me examples where it disappears from the top up.
Disappears from the top up.
Sorry, the top down. I misspoke.
Okay. Yeah, they don't always disappear from the bottom up. Sometimes they just change in like size and entirety as they disappear. And again, we can replicate this with simple demonstrations like a coin on a flat table. But this is so crazy because why can't we just get proof the Earth's a ball? You know, like there should be thousands of proofs. Can you substantiate curvature, axial rotation, an atmospheric pressurized condition adjacent to a near perfect vacuum of 10 to the negative 17 torque? Can you just substantiate any of the positive claims of the globe Earth? We're constantly, like, if you're, we have literally blown the entire, the boats disappear over the horizon thing out of the water. And the people that debate for your side every day, they know this because of, observations like the black swan, which I can present if you would like, right? So simply the black swan, someone took an observation from 1 foot off the ground, and that means that the geometric horizon can't be further than 1.2 miles. We saw a horizon past 9.5 miles, dude. Okay, so you're claiming a physical obstruction of a geometric horizon when boats disappeared to the naked eye, and I can bring them back, but then at the same time, you're acting like that isn't relevant, right?
Okay, so look, I've never heard of this one before, so you caught me off guard, but this is what you're talking about, right?
I've never seen this one.
Sure. So what do you mean a coin on a flat table disappears? This is what you're talking about, right?
What part of that coin disappeared first?
Yeah, the bottom, and that's because the dude put the camera below the friggin' table.
Nope, I've seen one where he zooms all the way in, and you can still see the quarter on the other side of the table, which means it had to be at least above the table so he could see it.
No, dude, if you put the coin if you put the camera below the table, well, the coin is above the table, so the further it goes out, the more the coin will disappear, but you can still see it above the table.
Hey, dude.
So this is just retarded bullshit. I think that's the only word to describe it.
Yeah, dude. That's what I say. You say stupid things. But anyway, so you claim...
Okay, wait.
I'll show you. You cannot do this, dude. Okay, you claim a pressurized system is adjacent to a near-perfect vacuum. Is that correct?
What are you talking about?
You claim in your model that a pressurized system is adjacent to a near-perfect vacuum.
What?
Your globe religion claims... There is an atmosphere with pressure, and it's in a space vacuum.
Okay, sure, the atmosphere of the Earth has a higher pressure than space.
Well, they say space is a near-perfect vacuum.
Yeah, sure.
Pressurized system adjacent to it.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
The necessary antecedent to gas pressure is physical containment. So how do we have gas pressure on Earth if it's adjacent to a...
Gravity?
What?
Gravity?
What? Which gravity?
Well, the gravity the Earth creates due to its mass.
Oh, so proportionate mass.
What do you mean proportionate mass?
Well, that's what it is. So there's Newtonian gravity, proportionate mass, mass relative and proportionate to the amount of mass, right?
Telling me gravity doesn't exist?
Well, I think it's funny. You just made a positive claim. I'm going to have to teach you about it.
So, no. Are you claiming gravity doesn't exist?
All right. You do understand, again, that positive claims require the burden of proof.
Well, no, like, I'm just asking you a simple question. Do you or do you not
believe gravity in its current connotation has never been proven? That is correct.
Okay. So if I jumped off a building, it's not gravity that killed me?
Yeah, that's called... No, that's correct. It's called local downward acceleration. You're laughing. This is so okay. funny. Here we go. I hope you keep up here. So there's Newtonian gravity. That's proportionate mass.
Okay, look. If gravity doesn't exist...
You're about to dismantle your religion. How about you just let me talk, bro?
Sure.
So Newtonian gravity, because you don't even know. I have to teach you so we can talk about it.
Sure.
So Newtonian gravity, right, is proportionate mass, mutual mass acceleration. This was actually superseded. The current scientific rhetoric is the theory of relativity. That was postulated in 1915 by Einstein. Also, in addition, Newton didn't even postulate an explanation for gravity himself. He actually wanted to be distanced from it. In fact, he said that to think that this would operate on brute matter and the vastness of a vacuum is to me so great an absurdity that no man with competent faculty of thinking and philosophical matters could ever fall into it. He thought it was retarded. Anyway, 1915, Einstein superseded it with the theory of relativity. Okay, then theory of relativity made three claims. It said that there was an attributable constant speed to light. It said energy and mass are interchangeable. And it said that gravity is the effect of warped space-time. That's why I asked you to specify your postulation. What gravity is it that you are invoking to explain going against a natural law, the second law of thermodynamics? You said mass, proportionate mass is what you're talking about, right? Neutral mass acceleration. It's important to understand little g, big G. Little g is local downward acceleration, something falling. Okay, we've attributed a general description of that being 9.8 meters per second squared. That's a measurement, a metrical description and representation of an effect of something falling to the ground. You're claiming causality, my guy. So you are literally postulating causality and then conflating it with the metrical representation of the effect of local downward acceleration. So it's preposterous. Like, if I jump off something, is that, are you serious? That's called
okay,
local
you understand what a joke is?
See if you'll respond to any of that with specificity.
Sorry, you're calling me stupid because you can't pick up on an obvious joke?
I didn't call you stupid. I said, see if you'll respond to any of that with specificity.
Okay, well, dude, like, I'm asking you a simple question. Do you believe gravity exists or not?
Local downward acceleration exists, but no.
Hey, well, no, it's just yes or no. Does gravity exist, yes or no?
Not in its current connotation.
Okay, so you don't think mass creates gravity?
That's right. Mass does not attract mass. This has never been substantiated through empirical means. Well, actually, this is
okay, so when we can actually measure the amount of light that actually bends in response to coming in close contacts with gravitational masses, gravity exists?
When they do this.
Sorry?
When did they do this?
What do you mean, when did they do this? This is just something you can observe.
We can observe light bending because of gravitational waves?
We know that gravity actually causes light to curve.
No, you actually don't know that? What experiment did they do?
Okay, I don't know. This is just a well-known scientific fact. So black holes don't exist either?
Have you ever seen a black hole?
Yeah, there's video footage of one.
CGI image compiled.
Okay, CGI. Okay, CGI. That's what we're going with.
They admit, do you know what a black hole claims to be? You couldn't take a literal picture of it inherently. So they admit that it's not a real picture. And why are you diverting? That was pure obfuscation, dude. Dude, you claim gravity. Can you substantiate it? What's this gravity you speak of? You brought up some mystical deified experiment to cop you out, and you don't even know any of
the... If all of these principles are totally false, then, like, how do you explain how, like, the International Space Station and satellites work? If the whole concept of gravity doesn't work, then how is all of this math that we base it on, all of this technology we base it on, how the fuck would it even work? It's just insane.
Yeah, you asked a whole lot of questions. So do you know where the ISS claims to be?
Yeah, it's within Earth's orbit. What do you mean?
Do you know how high they say the ISS is?
How high?
252 miles. Do you know where they say space starts?
Where?
62 miles. It's called the Kármán line. Do you know how fast that the ISS travels?
Pretty fast.
How 17,500 miles per hour, yeah. 5 miles a second in orbit.
Okay.
Isn't it odd I know all this and you don't, and yet you brought up the ISS?
What does this have to do with anything?
Can you substantiate or independently verify any of those metrics?
Okay. You're creating a conspiracy theory where literally millions of people are involved with these projects, and
that's
somehow all of them can be tight-lipped and never say, oh yeah, it's just all CGI.
No, it's
like, look, dude, you can even see live streams from the International Space Station. And
how many people have gone past low Earth orbit? Do you know? You said millions of people have to lie. How many people have claimed to go past low Earth orbit? Do you know?
Dude, internationally, yeah, millions of people over generations that have worked in these institutions that have worked on this technology. You're talking about millions of people who are all involved in these projects.
Yeah, okay, but if someone sits in front of a screen and they get sent data and they're told to dissect it and send it to the next guy, that doesn't mean that they're lying. They believe the lie. How many people
have gone past
low Earth orbit? Do you know?
I'm actually interested.
24 is the answer. 24.
Okay, dude, I'm actually interested to know why you think there's this worldwide conspiracy that the Earth is flat.
Oh, so now you want to divert to speculation?
No. I just want you to explain, because like you're coming up with this like excuse that, oh, it's all a lie. Well, you don't have any evidence that this is a lie, so this you have to have some kind of conspiracy.
I guess you're not
interested in this conspiracy.
Comprehension here. I've explained many reasons that it's a lie. It's scientifically illiterate, okay? And it has the burden of proof. It doesn't substantiate any of the burden of proof of specificity. We falsify that claim. That is independent of speculation of motive. Although, if there's more land, maybe they want to hide it. Maybe there's more resources. We give NASA $54 million a day. Maybe they want you to think you're a tiny speck of dust.
$54 million a day?
To promote nihilism, so you'll have a malleable state of mind and be easier to control. Simply, knowledge is power. It's much more powerful when you're the only one with it. And only a handful of people actually have to know that the lie is going on. So now that we've got the speculation and obfuscation out of the way, you know, can we come full circle to why is there gas pressure on Earth if it's supposedly adjacent to a near-perfect
vacuum? Wait a second.
Violating the second law of dynamics.
Okay, wait a second. You're saying that this flat Earth conspiracy is made up to hide resources.
No. I just now said, and preface, this is speculation. Here's some potential reasons. Now, okay. You know, you do understand that if you were to verify that they lie, that's independent of their motive.
Sure.
Right?
Like, I'm just wondering why you think they do this.
I just gave you like five reasons.
No, okay. Well, maybe I wasn't paying attention, but give me a few.
If there was more land, they could hide that, thus they could have resources. We give $54 million a day to NASA. It actually just got bumped up. Okay, so monetary incentive.
Okay, well, look, the yearly NASA budget is only $22 billion. The U.S. military, they just increased the budget massively. What is it, like over $600 billion now?
What? I'm saying, you said, why would they lie? I'm giving some potential reasons.
So this doesn't make any fucking sense. You're saying NASA is like some like weird money hog and it's all a conspiracy to get more money from the government?
No,
they only
I
get
think
22 billion a year.
The likely reason.
They only get 22 billion a year. The fucking military budget is like so much higher.
You want to argue over like speculative
22 billion versus over 600 billion?
Why are you, dude, why would you just want to, you know, verify whether or not the Earth is actually a globe and then go from there?
Okay, sure, but I mean, like, you're clearly crazy is the point I'm making. Like, dude, you're just clearly insane is the point I'm making.
Yeah, but I'm thinking all the lies.
Okay, so, well, wait. We can go back to the main topic in a bit. I'm just really curious. So we've covered the NASA money scam, which, okay, that's nonsense. What's another reason? Resource hogging?
I don't know if there's more land, but there could be.
There's countries.
Man.
Well, look,
like, there. If you're a straw man, you at least let me say something first.
Okay, sure. So explain the resource hogging.
These are just speculative reasons I'll throw out there. And it's independent of the empirical conversation.
Sure, I can agree with that.
Okay, so I gave you some speculative to play your game for a second, and you want to hone in on each one of the random speculations? That doesn't make any sense. That's called obfuscation. We're talking about is the Earth a magic spinning cartoon ball brought to you by Jesuit priests, okay? That's who brought us the religion known as globe heliocentrism, was the Vatican Church. We want to find out if that's true.
That's not true.
We went out and tested. A Jesuit priest also postulated the Big Bang. I don't know if you know that. It doesn't really matter who did it, but that's where it came from. We want to test it for ourselves, dude, and we went out and tested it. You haven't, and so I find it odd that you're so positive you know that.
Okay,
I'm
well, wait. Okay, you know what? I'm kind of interested in this. You're saying there's more evidence that there's a flat Earth as opposed to a spherical Earth?
We've consistently falsified the claim of curvature. The falsification of the globe Earth is independent of a need for a definitive model. We don't have all the information accessible to.
Well, that's fine. Look, that's fine. But what evidence do you have that the Earth is flat? I'd like to just know.
Okay, yeah, I told you earlier, we made an observation from 1 foot observer height on the coast of California, the necessitation of the geometric physical horizon, a physical obstruction of your model would be 1.2 miles at 1 foot observer height, and we saw a horizon beyond 9.5 miles, a literal impossibility on your globe Earth. We have observations over 273 miles. We have laser tests over 25 miles that should have never hit their targets simply using line of sight, but they did, over and over. We have observations way too far with a mile missing. Curvature, and y'all will go as far as to do mental gymnastics instinctually and say, well, no, it had to refract up over a mile and show us exactly what should be there, as opposed to we see what's there and it's showing us exactly what it is. Y'all will tell us it looks exactly like what's there, but it refracted up over a mile of missing curvature. We have consistently obliterated the globe Earth's claim of curvature in the radius of 3959, and you can't even answer one simple question.
Why don't you show me? Okay, dude, why don't you show me one of these experiments? So we're on the topic of Earth curvature and, you know, whether or not we can see past the horizon on water. Show me one of these experiments that, you know, debunks this, you know, horizon issue.
You can see this?
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah, so actually this is not the one. It doesn't really matter. So the observer height is 8 feet here, okay? So the maximum distance to the geometric horizon is 3.46 miles. You get that by taking 1.225 times the square root of observer height in feet. And so that means that the physical horizon that should be blocking your view, you know, physical obstruction of view due to a geometric physical horizon, can be no further than 3.5 miles. Look at the horizon in the picture. It's beyond the furthest oil rig at 10
That's
miles.
Okay. Whoa. Your math is way fucking off. So the Earth would have to be tiny for the horizon to only go out to 3.46 miles.
No. It's from 8 feet off the ground. You understand that's relative to
observing. Then the horizon line would be even further the higher you go up. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but it's only 8 feet. That's why it's at 3.46 miles. Let me see if I can find the other.
Dude, your math is way off. The Earth would be tiny.
What's the correct?
I don't know what the, like, look, I didn't bother looking any of this up because it's just not worth my fucking time. But 3.46 miles, that's tiny. The Earth would be, like, holy shit, the Earth would have to be smaller than, like, all of North America for that to be the case, if the horizon line is 3.46 miles at 8 feet in height. The Earth would be tiny.
Okay, this is your model's math. I'm sorry you don't understand.
No, it's not. Dude, there's no goddamn way.
Okay, dude, you should research this stuff, bro. Don't you think? I got a question for you. If the Earth were truly flat, would you want to know that?
Sure.
Would you actually want to know that?
Yeah, I would.
Would you be
I think
able
that's
to
important.
Publicly admit that you were wrong about the Earth being flat?
Oh, absolutely. Look, so if I found out that the Earth was flat, I'd publicly admit it.
Oh, yeah. You have the integrity to swallow your pride and admit that
I've admitted I was wrong about a number of things.
I don't know you, Doc. Like, you could be cool.
I run a channel about nutrition, and some things were recently disproved with new research, like TMAO and its effect on heart disease. There's some new research showing it doesn't do anything. Before, I thought it was a risk factor for heart disease. Like, I've admitted that I was wrong about a few things, but look, that thing you just showed me where the horizon line should only go out to 3.46 miles at 8 feet in height, that's insane. Like, your math is just way off. I think you missed a few decimal points in your calculation there.
Dude, yeah, you're way off the mark. I'm trying to help you, dude.
It doesn't even look like you're talking about me, like, kind of deflecting and going off into a different topic. All you have to do, this is even besides the argument about how large the Earth is. It doesn't even matter how big the Earth is, the rate of the curvature. All you have to do is show me that no matter how far you go out, boats or whatever will not disappear on the horizon. You can just infinitely see it. That's all you have to do.
Are you computing this math right here?
Okay, let's see. The Earth is a sphere with a radius of 3,959 miles. Radius. Wait, let me see. Radius of Earth. Let me look this up. Okay, so radius is, it says 6,378.1 kilometers. I'm just looking this up on Wikipedia.
Dude, don't you think that I probably would know better than to put
its values back? Range from 6,378 kilometers at the equator to 6,357 kilometers at the pole. So the Earth isn't perfectly spherical. It's
why are you teaching oblong. Me I know all about your religion?
Yeah, sure. So
when you shrink it down to the size of a cue ball, it's smoother than a pool ball, is what you
then every horizon distance measurement must be no more than 1.225 times square root of observer's height in feet. Horizon distance greater than 9.41 miles, therefore not P.
Yeah, that goes in.
Okay, wouldn't that depend on observer height?
Yes, it would. You are correct. So okay. I will show you what this is pertaining to. Just a second.
And it would also it would also be affected by the height of the object that you're tracking. Like again, the coin on the table thing.
We're not tracking an object.
What do you mean we're not tracking the object?
We're looking for the horizon.
Okay. Well, look, the point is you're saying an object will not disappear behind the horizon. So if you're going to track an object that's like a mile high, obviously you're still going to be able to see that object at an incredibly great distance because it's still going to be over the line of the horizon, especially if you have like a very short observer height.
Sure. Okay. Over the what? The line of the horizon. Where's the line of the horizon in this image, bro?
Where you see it?
The sky appears to meet the ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's behind the furthest oil rig. That's 9.41 miles. Yeah, globe Earth obliterated. Flat Earth is not some crazy speculative belief system. That's why it's being censored. Just so you know. So simply, the map I just showed you comes from your top proponent's own calculations of curvature. We don't believe.
Wait, let me actually look this up. Like you're saying, at an observer height of 5 feet, you'd only be able to look out 2.73 miles.
Well, that's where the physical obstruction would be. That's where you would have a geometric. Yeah, I think it would be something like 60 feet. So you could still technically see above it. But there would be a physical obstruction of geometric horizon. Yes, it's not there.
Okay, so there's actually a calculator you can use online. Mm. Yeah, and it. Okay, so let me. Okay, I might as well screen share, I guess. Okay, this will stop you from sharing your screen. I think that calculation is roughly correct. Again, I'm gonna have to share this with my audience, but okay, so I'm just looking at this. Observer height 2 miles, target difference 12,000 meters, target size 10 meters, zoom 3,000 meters. Like, I'm not sure if this does this line up.
Yeah, dude, we got this from your Earth calculator. Yeah. Just so you know, we don't believe in the globe Earth. It's a fairy tale pseudoscience religion, but we got the numbers from your websites, your proponents that make Earth curve calculators, so we could go test the claim of the globular Earth with a radius of 3959, thus a necessitation of a physical horizon that we have clearly refuted. And with the falsification of the radius comes the falsification of the entirety of the model. So
okay, well, wait. Okay, so what you're disputing now is how large the Earth is and how great the curvature is. This doesn't have anything to do with whether or not the Earth is even spherical, so this is just besides the point.
Well, actually, the whole model is wrong. So everything that they told us is wrong if the radius is wrong. Now, if you want to argue that...
Okay, well, wait, no, that's not true. Okay, if the radius is wrong, that doesn't mean that the Earth is flat. That just means, okay, the radius is wrong. Let's just say that the curvature of the Earth is greater.
Right. So do you know how big the radius of the Earth would have to be for that black swan image to be on a ball? 240,000 miles. So they tell us the radius is just under 4,000 miles, right? It would have to be close to 250,000 miles for that observation to happen. We know that isn't the case. We can travel from location to location. And the current connotation of gravity needs that radius number. Day and night cycle needs that radius number. Orbital trajectories. Everything about the globe Earth needs that. So that falsification implodes the whole model objectively. So you can't let go of the radius because the whole model's gone there. But we falsified it. And this is one of a plethora of observations. See, we went out and tested it for ourselves. So that's why I always preface these by saying...
Okay, well, look, you didn't... Look, you're kind of going off topic, and you're talking about how if we can prove that the radius of the Earth, it's an improper calculation, well, that then proves the Earth is flat. No, it doesn't. You haven't proven that the Earth doesn't have a curvature. The only thing you've really done is try to inspire... The only thing you've really done is tried to get people to doubt... like inject doubt by making people unsure whether or not the Earth has a curvature. Like
actually,
this doesn't even prove that the Earth doesn't have a curvature. The best it can possibly do is suggest that the Earth's curvature isn't as great as somebody might have expected it to be, and the Earth is just larger than we might have thought. But it's not. Like, dude, some image
of
somebody took
that your whole model's wrong.
Dude, look, some image that somebody took of like an. Like some oil drilling platform, and then them saying like, "Oh, look how far out that is." I don't see how that's really proof.
But I mean, if you can't understand it, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay,
like,
dude.
Objective. Okay, there's a necessitation of a physical geometric horizon. That's a literal, tangible, physical obstruction of a curvature of Earth based on.
And
the
we've proven that. And I've already shown you a video proving that there is an actual obstruction by the curvature of the Earth. I've already shown you a video, and then your excuse is, oh, it's too far for the camera to see, even though it only blocks out the bottom and not any other part of the image.
Hey, man, we have numerous observations falsifying your claim of radius. So you're going back and forth. Are you standing behind the 3,959-mile radius? Or are you saying that the Earth just must be much bigger?
I'm not saying the Earth is big is any bigger. I think the calculation we have is pretty damn accurate, especially since we have satellites now to verify this.
Well, we just disproved the calculation.
Well, we didn't. All you did was show me an image of, like, what, an oil drilling site offshore?
Yeah. Okay, but the oil rigs are nothing more than a frame of reference of distance. We're talking about the horizon, the location
that
the sky appears to meet the ground, right? It was beyond the furthest oil rig. The oil rig is a frame of reference of distance. That's how we know it's 9.5 miles. You can verify the distances on Google Earth, okay? Or any map, okay? And this is a still shot from a video, and it's been done numerous times. Do you really think you run around with fake stuff and fake numbers? Like, what do I gain from being a flat earther? I get attacked for it. I'm just not scared to speak the truth unequivocally. We falsified the claim of the globe Earth. And I'm just saying, you can't substantiate axial rotation. You can't substantiate sphericity, a radius, a circumference. You can't substantiate a pressurized system adjacent to a near-perfect vacuum, violating natural law, the second law of thermodynamics, energy transfer, right? That's a natural law. And you're claiming something anomalous to a natural law void of verifiability or empirical evidence. That's a plethora of evidence or issues from an intellectual perspective. And they just get breezed over, and people want to talk about what they think about a flat Earth model. We falsified the globe Earth. I don't have to tell you why they lied to you. I don't have to do it. You have to substantiate axial rotation, sphericity, and a size, and you can't. There should be thousands of proofs. There's zero. I've been looking for 5 years. The globe Earth is dead. It's 2020. That's why they had to censor it. It's not a big deal. We should actually all come together, just accept it, and demand that we're allowed to freely traverse the Earth instead of fighting amongst each other. So I didn't lie to you. None of us did, but they did. Why? I don't know. Maybe we should try to figure out. We falsified the claim of the radius. We falsified it. So it's never been proven the Earth's spinning. It's never been proven the Earth's a ball, but we know it's a spinning ball, even though all observations, all of our senses show us the exact opposite of that. And all of our observations, when we go and test the rate of curvature, show us the opposite of that. When we're missing a mile of curvature in observations, seeing 273 miles, we consistently see too far. We consistently disprove the physical geometric horizon, which is a necessitation of the globe Earth. And it violates natural laws. And its current,
we do have
current
to,
models.
Just because it's a lot of points for Vegan Gains to cover, and I'll give you plenty of time to respond, Vegan Gains, but I do want to note that we'll probably go just a few more minutes with the conversation, and then we will jump into the question and answer, as we are usually, this is about when we would go into Q&A. And so, to be fair to Vegan Gains, we'll give him a few minutes just to respond to that plethora of points from Witsit Gets It, and so he can have his own plethora of rebuttals. So thanks so much, gentlemen, for letting me interrupt.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so look, this isn't a topic that I'm particularly interested in, so some of this information threw me a bit off. I was just doing a bit of reading. So there is such a thing as refraction, and apparently it allows you to see a little bit above the horizon line. So it essentially makes the horizon line appear further than it really technically is. But again, there is a horizon, and it does cause an obstruction. And I've already shown that in the one video footage, that the YouTube clip that I showed you, where they did an experiment, and they actually went out about 2 miles. And after about 2 miles, they were actually able to see the horizon causing an obstruction.
Was it the same the next day? Because it was constant.
Okay, well, it's going to vary. Look, it's going to vary based on atmospheric conditions, but not to a terribly significant degree. Like, again, I think it might be less than a mile at most. I was just doing some quick reading on it. But again, you can actually show that the horizon does cause an obstruction. The image that you just showed there, it's just the person who took it. I was just reading up on it. They didn't keep factor in the issue of refraction. So you are right about the distance of the horizon line and everything, but at that distance, at a particular height, you will start to see obstruction at around those distances for sure. It's just that, like, you play this game where I've seen flat earthers do this all the time, where they don't use proper measuring equipment or proper measuring techniques. And just because you see a boat that's far out in the distance that you haven't even recorded an actual distance of, it's not like you lasered out the target. It's not like you used a GPS to verify the distance. You'll just zoom in with a camera and say, you can still see the boat. So there's no such thing as a horizon obstruction. When no, if you actually properly conduct these experiments, you calculate how far out the boat is. You use some sort of frame of reference, like the cardboard cutout thing with the different lines. You can actually prove that there is an obstruction. And lastly, I mean, there's plenty of video footage. You can go on SR-71s, U-2s, you can go on the International Space Station, you can see footage from the International Space Station. It all proves the Earth is curved. There are people who've actually traveled all the way around the globe in one direction, and they ended up, getting back to where they came from. I mean, there is so much evidence, supporting that the Earth is curved. And I mean, if you're going to claim that gravity doesn't exist, well, then that's going to require some high level math for you to, like, even disprove.
Can I respond to all this?
I think the trick is, it's like, we at some point we've got to, if one of you is willing to defer to the other, just because we give you that roughly 2.5 minutes, which it gets it. And then that was trying to give Vegan Gains that roughly 2.5 minutes to respond. So let's jump into the Q&A. So really do appreciate all of your questions, folks. I think at this point, if you have submitted a super chat as of this point, we can for sure get through with it. And assuming that the debater's got maybe another 25 minutes, if you submit a super chat after, and like, it depends on how much time the speakers have. I've got all night, very sad. But it's basically, if the speakers have to go, we might not get to read super chats that are sent in from this point forward. So do want to quick read through. Thanks for your super chat. Anthony, let me know if I mispronounced this, Anthony. Sicante, appreciate it, said, had a feeling T-Jump couldn't handle Witsit. Must have watched a debate of his and pooped bricks. I don't know. We gave a dumb jump is taking the night off. Don't worry, he'll come back. But Steven C, thanks for your super chat, said, light is blue when James is thinking of T-Jump. That's very funny. Yes, that's why the studio is blue. Monkey Cat Pat, thanks for your super chat, who said, why can't the North Star be seen from Australia?
Limit of perspective. That's funny.
Yeah, it gotcha. Is.
Robert Summers, thanks for your super chat, said, how do tides work on a flat earth perspective? And hi, James. Thanks, Robert. Hi as well.
How do they work on a globe? Tidal locking, completely unsubstantiated, requiring the reification of gravity, orbital trajectory, and sphericity and solidity of both objects, the moon and the earth. Simply, temperature and electromagnetic interaction with the water seems to play a factor.
Gotcha. And thanks so much for your super chat.
Wait, I actually have a question. Can I just ask you a question? Do you actually believe in the Coriolis effect?
I don't believe in little weird fairy tales.
Okay, so you don't actually believe the Coriolis effect? Like, you don't think the Earth spins?
Well, yeah, I don't believe in just...
Okay, so you're telling me the military gives information to snipers that would make them miss? Because snipers have to take into account the Coriolis effect?
Oh, that's crazy. I talked to a military sniper like 2 weeks ago, and they say they've never accounted for Coriolis in their life.
Okay, so have they actually tried to take out a target beyond a kilometer?
Yeah. He said that at long-distance shooting, you don't factor in... No, I haven't. I'm saying you don't factor in the Coriolis. I've read the patents. They say that if it's in the newest ones that they say that it is accounted for, it's just in the calculations already. They never account for it. I talked to one the other day.
Okay, well, look, I've known a few people who are in the Marines, and they have told me they have had to take into account the Coriolis effect. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the experience he's had.
Next up. Thanks for your super chat from Roy Lindsay, who said, why do globe Earth models give us right answers? Witsit gets it.
Because the globe Earth was formulated over hundreds of years after the observation. So taking the reoccurring observation and then fitting it into the confinements of a model that's working isn't a synonymous with predictability. It's just a representation of reoccurring phenomena.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. Dwayne Burke, who said Nathan Thompson and Fight the Flat Earth are now best friends forever. Congrats to you, Nathan Thompson and Fight. Nathan Thompson himself, thanks for your super chat, said vegan gains first 5 minutes of researching flat earth ever. I don't understand. Oh, he's claiming vegan gains. He's saying this is your first 5 minutes of researching it.
Not exactly. I've heard some of the major arguments, but yeah, some of the stuff about the radius of the Earth and stuff, that threw me off, just because it's not a topic that I care enough about to really get into any of the math, but it's not the first time I've really researched it.
Appreciate your authenticity. And the phone guy, thanks for your super chat, says, Witsit gets it. Explain seasons, such as day, night, yes, in one model.
The sun revolves over top of us.
Thanks for your super chat. Maynard Saves, who says, what scientific forces hold the flat earth together?
What are you talking about? Why are you presupposing a necessitation of some mystical deified force? The current connotation of gravity was postulated to explain directionality on a ball.
Okay, wait. Do you think that all other celestial bodies are flat, or like, is Earth the only one?
I don't know. We just see orbs of lights in the sky that look like circles.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, you can even see like a planet like Mars with the naked eye, and if you have a good telescope, you can actually see it fairly clearly. It's not just a light.
Yeah, but can you substantiate sphericity or solidity?
Yes, you can. Like, we've landed a rover on Mars.
Okay, well, there you go. Appeal to the authority of NASA.
Okay.
Does the government ever lie? Does the government ever lie?
NASA isn't the government.
Must move. Hang 024, thanks for your super chat. Question for the Witsit Gets It. Please explain how an equatorial mount works on flat Earth.
Better than on a globe Earth.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. Dwayne Burke, who says, big shout out to G-Cat. Thanks for that. Let's see. We'll tell G-Man's cat you say hi. General Ballsack, thanks for your super chat, says, let's go to Antarctica, which it gets it, and prove the flat Earth once and for all.
Hey, man. What's it? Have you ever lied in your life?
Have I ever lied?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't trust anything you say?
Well, no, I was just saying, like, if the government's provably liars, could we blindly believe everything a government agency says? That was my point.
Okay, well, we don't. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to say they've lied before, does that make everything they say a lie?
No, of course not. Okay. They give us temperature readings.
Okay.
Next up, thanks for your super chat from Kang024, says, question for Witsit Gets It. The sun does not change angular size in the sky to an observer. Please explain sunsets.
Yeah, just look at sunsets recorded with a solar filter, and you can actually bring them back. They simply disappear relative to your perception, observer height.
Gotcha.
Like everything.
Charlie Welch, thanks for your super chat, said, sorry, no cherry picking. He says attenuation is accepted scientifically, but so is round Earth. So what's his issue? Standard Flirth YouTube graduate. Oh, snap, Witsit gets it. Are you going to let him talk to you like that?
Okay, there's no empirical verifiable scientific evidence for the globe Earth. It never substantiates causality or makes a correlation with cause and effect. With the replication of an independent variable that's manipulated, it is pseudoscience.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. From Dearest Kango24 says, question for Witsit gets it. What is your explanation for the, oh, I know I'm going to say this wrong, Himawari 8 Japanese weather satellite near real-time imaging of the Earth from space? Please don't just say it's fake.
I don't know, but I'm going to assume that it's just like all the other space agencies openly emit composite images of compilation of high-altitude footage projecting on a flat map surface, wrapping around a ball, and then doing R's rendition. Composite imagery, CGI, NASA openly admits this. I'm sure it's the same with that very specific thing you asked about.
Thanks for your super chat. Kango24, who says, question for Witsit gets it, please explain a lunar eclipse. Try better than Nathan Thompson's weak answer. Oh, Nathan, they're coming after you. That it's a light in the sky and it goes dark sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes there's an obstruction to the celestial bodies, but in fact, look up the Selenilian eclipse. It's called the impossible eclipse. Doesn't work on the globe Earth UVF-centric model because the moon and the sun are both above the horizon at the same time, and the horizon and the shadow come from the wrong way. And you are presupposing, of course, the physical obstruction, begging the question of sphericity and it being a shadow. So yeah, we just know that there's an obstruction that's pretty reoccurring.
Anthony Jacante, thanks for your super chat, said black swan. Trying to understand the context.
That was the picture of the observer height that defeats and refutes the globe Earth.
Liliaro, thanks for your super chat. Said reality show top flat Earth, top globe. Some scientists fund them for experiments and expeditions. How can we make this happen? That's a good idea, Lily. Trolling for truth. Thanks for your super chat. Says, roll his video again. It's a black swan. I don't understand. Black swan, they mean like figurative or?
Black swan is meaning that if you make the claim that all swans are white and then you find a black swan that falsifies the claim all swans are white, those images that falsify the geometric horizon are globe Earth black swans. They can't exist if the Earth's a globe with the size they say. So it was coined the black swan.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll give Vegan Gaze a chance to respond just in case he wants to, because that sounds like that was originally for him, and I let you answer the last one. Sorry about that. I misunderstood.
Oh, so he's asking, like, how do I justify these black swans?
I think arguing that it's something to that effect.
Again, like, these flat earthers, they take videos and images and either their calculations are incorrect or the measuring equipment they use is inaccurate, or they're just making assumptions on things that they just don't really have much of an understanding on, like how light refraction can actually change the apparent horizon line, things like that.
Gotcha. So because the super chat was originally for him. I don't want to gang up on Decepticons forever. Thanks for your super chat. Said, ask Witsit how much he weighs on Earth.
170 pounds.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. Trolling for Truth says, Witsit, unleash the black swan. Gotcha. Sounds like you have a fan out there. Craig Montgomery, thanks for your super chat, said, hey, Austin, where is the barrier exactly?
Oh, I don't know. We're not allowed to do that either. It's illegal to try to privately explore that area. But if you look at declassified military documents, it seems they consistently stopped at roughly about 70 miles. So look up Operation Fishbowl, etc.
Kingo24, thanks for your super chat, said, question for Witsit. Why do the oceans not rush to fill the lower pressure system of the sky above them? If your answer is density, then isn't the atmosphere more dense than the vacuum of space?
Yeah, water isn't the same as gas pressure.
Gotcha. Next up, Brian Peck, thanks for your super chat, said, Vegan Gains has come a long way from, what is the bearing days?
Oh, that was probably like a year or two ago. Yeah, that I debated bearing.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. And thanks for your super chat, Kango24. By the way, I have to say, Vegan Gains, we would be honored to host you on the topic of veganism, as I have to be honest, the vegans that have come on here, tough debaters. Veganism is not an easy position. I think a lot of people underestimate it, and so we would be thrilled to have you come back for that.
You know what? You said Matt Dillahunty was going to be on soon. Yes. Try to get him to debate me. He's a coward. He said he doesn't do online debates, but then I've showed him multiple instances where he has debated people online. Then he blocked me on Twitter for no reason. So maybe ask Matt Dillahunty, like, why does he keep running away from the topic if he thinks it's so ridiculous?
I can see if he'd like to debate the topic. And Kango24, thanks for your super chat, said, fact for Austin or Witsit gets it. Jupiter is proof of gas next to the vacuum of space. Anybody can see Jupiter with a cheap telescope.
Oh, the telescope substantiated that it's a spherical planet made of gas in a vacuum. Of course it didn't. You have to presuppose the very, you know, begging the question. So,
gotcha. Craig Montgomery, thanks for your super chat, said, what about all the other pictures from the same spot that aren't distorted with the bottom of the platforms obstructed?
Yeah, the horizon is an optical location, so it's just an apparent location. It's where the sky appears to meet the ground. It fluctuates consistently based on atmospheric conditions, angular resolution, and observer height. So it fluctuates, proving it isn't solidity of some physical curvature. It's just an optical illusion that constantly fluctuates.
Gotcha. And thanks for your super chat. Monkey Cat Pat Pat says, two in a row, first says, Witsit is an expert at word salad. Gotcha. How do you like them apples, Witsit? And then they say, why are the cranes distorted? Refraction in all caps.
Yeah, refraction is always consistent when there's a compilation of atmosphere between you and whatever's being viewed, but there is no specific type of refraction that can be invoked to explain the extension of a horizon. Certainly not that far. We've obviously researched the rebuttals. We wouldn't postulate them in debates. There is no invoking of refraction that's sufficient to explain the black swan, hence the name.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. Tim Pryor, who said, I love how flat earthers say there's no measurement of the curve, but Fight the Flat Earth shows measurements of the curve to flat earthers all the time from a bunch of geo surveyors.
Cool story, bro. Tell them to send me the geodetic surveys. I look at them. I look at a lot of them.
Gotcha.
They never work out. Yeah.
Next up, let's see. I'm trying to understand this one. Unicorn Laser Eyes, does anybody recognize that name?
No.
Says, who needs a radius? Vegan Gains doesn't. Ha ha. I don't understand. Is this supporting Vegan Gains or going against?
Not sure.
I'm confused. But Tim Pryor, thanks for your super chat, said, except for Bob from Globusters, proved the Earth rotates. Thanks, Bob. And so that was the same person that was just opposing you, which it gets it.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He was misrepresented and taken out of context. So, cool story, bro.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat from Raven Zero says, Witsit, me and my colleagues just run quick math over your numbers based on the information at hand, and it's completely wrong. Try again.
It's literally from Earth Curve Calculator. So, why don't you just Google that and then, you know, retry it out.
Leah Murphy, thanks for your super chat, said, so when I looked at Jupiter through my telescope and saw moons orbiting it, is my telescope also part of NASA's conspiracy?
Yeah, you have to presuppose sphericity and solidity, and whatever's happening in the sky does not correlate to terra firma.
General Ballsack, thanks for your super chat, said, what's better, Vegan Gains? U2 the plane or U2 the band?
The plane. I'm not a fan of U2.
Gotcha. KO Champ FTT, thanks for your super chat, said, why can't we see the Appalachian Mountains from the Rockies or Ireland from Florida when the sunlight is on all land masses at once?
Do you see what we deal with, bro? Do you hear? This is the actual questions we get, bro. You obviously can't see forever, bro. You have a limit of.
I think you were just wrecked by a super chat.
Angular resolution, observer height, atmospheric conditions.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat from Sigifredo Zarabia in the house. Says, what's crazier, flat earth or veganism? Or can we have both?
Hey, we can have both, bro.
Are you a vegan, Winston gets it?
Oh, no, I'm not vegan, but you're welcome to come to the flat earth team, bro. We don't have any prejudice over here.
Gotcha. Okay. Next up, thanks for your super chat from... By the way, I'm telling you guys, vegans are tough to debate. Thanks for your super chat from Elijah Freeman. Thanks for yours. Said, you my guy, Witsit, where's the sphere edge, Mr. Vegan Gains?
Sphere edge? I don't know what he really means by that, but yeah, the horizon's, what, roughly 3.5 miles out, depending, I think it's the true geometric horizon, it's somewhere around 3.5 miles out.
Gotcha. And thanks for your super chat from Dildo Baggins. Always good to see you. It says, Witsit needs a thesaurus for some dressing on that word salad.
Yeah, they always say that, but I can't actually make you be able to use a decent vocabulary if you understand the words I'm using. They're offering substantive specificity to my point.
Next up, Tim Pryor, thanks for your super chat, said, and I have to call him out on lying. NASA never says CGI. They say Photoshop. Learn the difference. Photoshop is not CGI.
Yeah, CGI stands for computer-generated image. Where'd they do the Photoshop at? On a computer. Okay.
Next up, thanks for your super chat from KO Champ FTT. Says, Witsit, why do you they say, quote, why do you pick and choose science? You believe in this portion of science but not the next.
Nice vague comment, void of specificity there. You got, I only stick with empirical verifiable means of evidence, by the way, ironically.
Thanks for your super chat. KO Champ FTT says, earlier light, less. Now there's light. What gives?
Wait, sorry. What was that?
They said, earlier light, less. Now there's light. What gives?
Where did the light come from?
The sun. Dude, yeah, it's attenuation of light, man.
It just goes too far away.
What?
No, the sun goes too far away for you to see it?
Yeah. Eventually, okay. It's called attenuation. Yeah.
All right. Doesn't dip below the horizon. We've already established that.
Thanks for your super chat. Kika Obichi says, Witsit, what do you think about vegan flat earthers?
Indifferent.
That's right.
I guess I'll give my opinion. You don't have to be smart to be a vegan. I don't even think you have to be a particularly good person to be a vegan. So you'll find vegans with a whole bunch of crazy beliefs.
Gotcha. And
this isn't a belief. But
Sleet,
cool.
Thanks for your super chat, says, for Witsit, why do you think spectrographic analysis only works on Earth, but not when pointed at Jupiter, stars, or the sun? It literally detects the emission and absorption bands of gas.
What? Okay, the question is, how does the gas pressure exist in the first place if the necessary antecedent to gas pressure is a physical container? It's non sequitur to the question.
Gotcha. Thanks so much. Oh, Dildo Baggins says he was kidding in his super chat. I can't remember what it was. I'm baffled. But Nessatron, thanks for your super chat, says, if the Earth is flat, why can't we see all the boats in the water, no matter how far, with a telescope?
Dude, yeah, the telescopes reach a limit of perspective, guys. Come on, man. It's really not that complicated.
Thanks for your super chat.
Okay, well, wait. I actually want to touch on that a little bit. So if I had a drone, I could actually see the boat, see a boat at a further distance than somebody on the ground. How do you explain that?
Yeah, altitude. So you're able to see further the higher you get.
Yeah, because of the horizon. It obstructs. So if you go above the horizon obstruction, you can see more.
Yeah.
So you admit the Earth is curved.
No. It's not a physical obstruction, my man. It's an apparent location.
Mm.
Next up, KO Champ FTT says, light on all points. should be able to see, right?
Attenuation.
Next up, Tim Pryor, thanks for your super chat, says, I love how his response to everything I say is, cool story, bro. And no, Bob was not misrepresented. Cool story, bro.
Yeah, they took out like a couple seconds of him speaking, talking about how the gyroscope constantly fluctuated. They had to mess with it, and at one point it showed 15 degrees. So yeah, that's misrepresenting.
You know what? I just thought of something. How do you explain solar? Like, how do you explain like solar eclipses when you say that light can only travel so far? It's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, there's still an extinction limit to light, and then we have phenomena in the sky where there's an obstruction of bodies occasionally, and you have to presuppose sphericity and solidity and obstruction.
Mm.
Gotcha. Yeah. And thanks for your super chat from KO Champ FTT says, Sun on... Oh, did we just read that? I'm confused. No, Unicorn Laser Eyes says... Thanks. They said, hello, Witsit. We are listening on 24/7 Flat Earth Discord 2.0.
Oh, yeah. Shout out 24/7.
Gotcha. And KO Champ FTT says, Sun on both. Why can't you see them with a telescope?
Perspective limit.
Gotcha. Thanks for your super chat. Kango24 says, so to summarize all of Witsit Gets It answers, cool story, bro, CGI, conspiracy, presupposed stuff, and a complete misunderstanding of light and how perspective work. Good job.
Yeah, actually, no, I just actually require you to substantiate your positive claim of specificity with empirical verifiability instead of pseudoscience and fairy tales brought to you by authoritative figures where you appeal to the authority of oppressors that lied to you. I need some evidence, empirical, verifiable evidence.
Thanks for your super chat. KO Champ FTT says, perspective changes, so we shouldn't see your sun?
Yeah. Limits of perspective.
Gotcha. And Paul Gaithke, thanks for your super chat. Didn't see a question attached. I don't know if it was just to support the channel or if you have a question. Fire it into the live chat if you'd like me to read it for you. You can just put it in as a normal chat and I will read it. Want to say, both of the speakers are linked in the description, folks. So if you are like, I want to hear more, you can hear more by clicking below in the description box. And the phone guy, thanks for your super chat, said, Witsit Gets It, explain the 15 degree rotation per hour with the ring laser gyroscope that was proven by a flat earther multiple times.
Yeah, okay, again, it wasn't proven multiple times. I've talked to them personally. They had tons of issues with it. The actual manufacturer of said gyroscope admits this and knew it. They were trying to figure out what was wrong with it. In addition, that does not substantiate or correlate causality and effect. You just take the observable phenomenon of the effect and assume your presupposed causality of derivation of movement. That isn't how it works. Science substantiates a correlation between causality and effect. There's a plethora of variants of potential other explanations.
Gotcha. And so super teasy Tisman, thanks for your super chat, said, what about SpaceX live streams?
Yeah, the one that Elon Musk said looks so fake, you know it's real. I don't appeal to authoritative figures, dude.
Thanks for your super chat from Tim Pryor, who says, does your phone have actual film in it? No, your phone computer generates the photo. So every photo on your phone is fake? Cool story, bro.
Yeah, that's nothing like the composition of 4 months of high altitude footage projected on a flat projection and wrapped around the ball. And then they bring an artist in to do a rendition. I literally just quoted that verbatim off the NASA.gov website. Have fun with that, Globers. Yeah, fun.
Gotcha. And also, let's see here. Thanks for your... I think that we might be... That might be the last question that we had. Yeah, so... Macroscope, thanks for subscribing. Just saw you subscribed. And also, I think there were a couple other subscribers that just joined as I saw the green light flash. So I want to say thanks so much for being here, subscribing, folks. Hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you're coming from, whether it be gay, straight, Christian, atheist, vegan, non-vegan, flat earther or glober, we hope you feel welcome. So I want to say a huge thanks to our speakers, as it's honestly just a true pleasure to have them. The speakers are, they are what make the channel fun. So we really do want to say thanks so much. They spent their time with us tonight. It's been a true pleasure to have both of you, Vegan Gains and Wits It Gets It.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So with that, folks, keep sifting out the reasonable from the unreasonable. Take care and have a great rest of 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 and have a
catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.